Malachim Beis Perek Aleph Pasuk Beis. Poor Ahaziah, the eldest son of Ahav, cannot catch a break. Vayipol Ahaziah be'ad ha'sivacha. Ahaziah fell. He had a trip and fall through the lattice work. There was, as we'll see, Ba'aliyoso, Asher B'Shomron, in his attic, in the upper story of his palace in Shomron, there was a decorative spot where they decided not to put regular flooring. Instead, they put sort of like those grates you have over subways, or those mechitzas in the house shuls where they put the ladies upstairs and they have to listen through a hole in the floor. They put a lattice, you know, like one of those decorative fences that looked like X's with the small holes in it and thinner wood strips. So it's decorative and it's beautiful. And when you're careful in walking upstairs, you walk around the lattice work. You walk around the holy part of the floor, as it were. But Ahaziah wasn't paying attention, and so he was walking straight down the hall and fell right through the decorative skylight of the main floor by Yochal, and he took ill. A nice way of saying that he's lying there in traction with his foot in a giant cast, suspended above him. He's got back problems. He's got all kinds of pain. They haven't invented oxycodone yet, so he can't even become opioid addicted because there's none available to him. And he's lying there in bed, and he feels absolutely rotten. Now, it's interesting that in the Art Scroll translation of Malachim, they put the word accident in quotation marks. Ahaziah's accident. Implying very strongly, of course, that nothing happens by accident, particularly to a Melech Yisrael, and that he fell and deserved to fall. But the question about the accident is it a punishment for the fact that he's a Baal worshiper and a terrible person, or is it an opportunity for Ahaziahu? Could he, as the Malbim says, do tshuva? He has a chance here to stop and think about what he's doing wrong in a kingdom that's falling to pieces, much as his ceiling just fell to pieces. And so, what does he do to try to salvage the situation? Vayishlach malochim. He sent messengers. And we'll see momentarily that he could have sent messengers to Eliyahu HaNavi, who he apparently knew where he was. He could have sent messengers to find a man of God to tell him what he was doing wrong. Every king, even kings of Israel sometimes, have Nevi'im to try to steer them on the straight and narrow. But instead he sends messengers, Vayomer Aleihem, and he said to them, Lechu dirshu biva'al zivuv Elohei Ekron. Instead of sending them to God, instead of sending them to an Ish Elohim, he says, go inquire of Baal Zivuv, the god of Ekron. Baal Zivuv, the Baal of the flies, a kind of interesting name. Their idol was a giant fly, which gives me the creeps in a major way. I did not like the movie The Fly with Jeff Goldblum. I didn't even want to see the one with the terrible special effects that they made in the 1950s. The original movie of The Fly. A giant fly wearing a scientist's lab coat is like the stuff of nightmare fuel, and I don't want anything to do with it. So he goes to the Baal of the Fly. This is a Gemara in Shabbos. Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis. How do you go to a fly god? I go see the fly god when I got a problem. He went clubbing, I guess. And it's not even like the regular Baal. It's the god of Ekron out in Pelishti territory. So he didn't even look for the local Baal. He went to a faraway Baal. Im echye mecholizeh. And he had them ask Baal Zavuv a question that was slanted on the positive side. Will I live, will I recover from this illness, from this affliction that I have. So he's stacking the deck. He's trying to get a good answer. He's going all the way to Ekron. He's going to the god of the flies. And he is absolutely ignoring the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every way. And so as a result, this is something that provokes Hashem. Because Hashem is like, look, I know you're an Avodah Zarenik and the son of an Avodah Zarenik, but seriously. Umalach Hashem pasagimel diber el Eliyah hatishbi. And so a messenger of God goes out. Needless to say, the more effective messenger is the messenger that God sends. God sends a malach, an angel, to Eliyahu HaNavi with a nevuah. Kum alei, get up and arise and go up likras malachei melech Shomron. And I want you to go and interfere. I want you to go catch the malachei of the king of Shomron, the messengers he was sending to Ekron, the daber aleihem, and speak to them and say to them, Hamibli ein Elohim b'Yisrael. Is there no God in Israel? Now, the word Hamibli is an interesting word. The last time I remember seeing it is a Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And the Hamibli ein Kivorim b'Mitzrayim, said the Jewish people. Are there no graves in Egypt that you brought us here to die in the wilderness? And so, this Hamibli is on God's side. Is there no God in Israel? Atem holchim ledrosh b'val zavuv Elohei Ekron. That you go to ask questions about illness and recovery to Baal Zavuv, the god of Ekron? Terrible choice. And you're talking to the Malachim. It's not their fault. They are out there on their mission. But the mission of Klal Yisrael, says the Das Sofrim, is to proclaim God's name throughout the world, and you ignore God and consult an idol instead. It's interesting, one last thing, that he calls him Melech Shomron, not Melech Achazyahu. Because this kingling here is not worthy of the name king. Ahab was Melech Yisrael over and over. He's not even Melech Yisrael, he's just Melech Shomron, which goes to show that his empire is really out of his control at this point.